Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imlc.org for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015. Dozens injured during ongoing clashes in West Bank communities. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers attack a local radio station. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Dozens of Palestinians have been injured Tuesday during clashes with Israeli soldiers invading communities in different parts of the West Bank. Soldiers stationed near the annexation wall gate west of Ashuka area, north of Tul Karim, fired dozens of gas bombs and rubber-coated steel bullets at hundreds of Palestinians marching against the ongoing Israeli violations and escalation. Two protesters were injured by rubber-coated steel bullets. Meanwhile, scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Tuesday, scores of residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation after soldiers assaulted a procession that took off from Betunia town near Ramallah, heading towards the Ofer Israeli military prison. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers used excessive force and fired dozens of gas bombs on protesters. Earlier on Tuesday, soldiers invaded various villages and towns in the southern West Bank district of Hebron, wounded several Palestinians, including schoolchildren, and kidnapped two residents. Army also kidnapped two Palestinians in Ramallah and Jenin. On Tuesday at dawn, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded Hebron before breaking into Al-Hurriya radio and violently searched it, causing significant property damage, and ordered the radio shut for 6 months. In Bethlehem City on Tuesday, one youth was injured by rubber-coated steel bullets, while dozens others suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as soldiers attacked protesters near the northern entrance of the city. The Palestinian Health Ministry has reported that 74 Palestinians, including 17 children and 2 women, have been killed by Israeli army fire, and more than 2,355 have been injured since October 1st, 2015. Elsewhere, the Israeli army handed over 10 families from Jalud village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, demolishing orders. The army gave the families 15 days to leave their homes. According to the army orders, the homes are built too close to the illegal Israeli settlement of Ayahya. The houses are home to 50 people and were built in 1975, the villagers told local media. And that's all for today from the IMENC News. This was the Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015 news roundup from the Akubat Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imenc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.